Task 2. You will hear part of a program. Choose the option A, B or C that best completes the sentences according to what you hear and write it in the corresponding white box. Sentence 0 is an example. Now read the sentences.
So, I'm 21 years old, and I have no friends, and I'm just gonna go into why that is. So once upon a time, when I was born, my parents thought it was a great idea to not socialize me as a child. We were a homeschooled family. I grew up from age 0 to 5 with not a single friend. We went to a church which had a bunch of people, but they were all old people. I remember I tried to make a friend with a girl, and I was chasing her around, saying hi, hi, but that didn't work out so well. And I remember feeling so jealous at age 5. Yeah, I remember being so jealous of my older siblings, an older brother in particular, because he had friends. Because he got to go to this group made for teenage guys and hang out with a bunch of people his age. I remember every time we would drop him off and pick him up, I would feel so jealous that he got to go and I didn't, because I wanted friends and I was lonely. And I also remember this time when I was following my brothers around when their friends would come over and they would exclude me completely, sometimes just telling me to leave or just completely ignoring me because I was the little brother. So that was my experience from age 0 to 5. Then we moved to Wisconsin from 5 to 12, and I also didn't have any friends. They really didn't think it was important to socialize me with anybody. We did go to church, and I was pretty shy, and again, there wasn't really anybody my age because there were only teenagers at that church. Teenagers and older people, and they just ignored me. And then from basically 5 to 12, zero socialization. As a homeschool family, we didn't do anything. I mean, where would a family go to make friends? Nowhere. So I grew up extremely alone, and obviously that probably didn't help my social skills. Then, after age 12, I got put in a public school, which was good, but this was kind of where it gets tricky. I don't know why I didn't make friends. I mean, everybody. Every single person kept a distance from me. And I don't know why that is. I don't know what it is with me that people kept a distance. But anyways, I don't know what it was about high school. I don't know if I didn't have social skills or what. But like, nothing bad happened. But at the same time, no one was close to me. Since it was such a small school, I only had 20 classmates, and I think that was a part of it. I honestly don't think too many people did find good friends, you know, in that tiny school. I'm going to wrap this up. I graduated, so I didn't see anybody really after high school except for one person, and no one really talked to me. I didn't go to college because I felt terrified to, and I felt inadequate. I felt like I could never do it, that I would never pass, and I felt really intimidated. I was terrified of college students, and I was terrified of the process, and I was terrified of the money, so I didn't go to college. So obviously I haven't made any college friends. And then it's like, well, how do you make friends then? The only option to make friends is coworkers or going to some kind of class or group or something. During this time, after graduating, I've tried everything. I've gone to church, I've joined meetup, and I've done a couple meetups. And I've like reached out to people to try to go to coffee. And what else have I done? And oh yeah, my work friends. I never made friends at my last job, not really at any job. It's the same thing. I don't know what it is with me.
Now, listen again.
So, I'm 21 years old, and I have no friends. And I'm just going to go into why that is. So, once upon a time, when I was born, my parents thought it was a great idea to not socialize me as a child. We were a homeschooled family. I grew up from age 0 to 5 with not a single friend. We went to a church which had a bunch of people, but they were all old people. I remember I tried to make a friend with a girl, and I was chasing her around, saying hi, hi, but that didn't work out so well. And I remember feeling so jealous at age 5. Yeah, I remember being so jealous of my older siblings, an older brother in particular, because he had friends, because he got to go to this group made for teenage guys and hang out with a bunch of people his age. I remember every time we would drop him off and pick him up, I would feel so jealous that he got to go and I didn't, because I wanted friends and I was lonely. And I also remember this time when I was following my brothers around when their friends would come over and they would exclude me completely, sometimes just telling me to leave or just completely ignoring me because I was the little brother. So that was my experience from age 0 to 5. Then we moved to Wisconsin from 5 to 12, and I also didn't have any friends. They really didn't think it was important to socialize me with anybody. We did go to church, and I was pretty shy, and again, there wasn't really anybody my age because there were only teenagers at that church. Teenagers and older people, and they just ignored me. And then from basically 5 to 12, zero socialization. As a homeschool family, we didn't do anything. I mean, where would a family go to make friends? Nowhere. So I grew up extremely alone, and obviously that probably didn't help my social skills. Then, after age 12, I got put in a public school, which was good, but this was kind of where it gets tricky. I don't know why I didn't make friends. I mean, everybody. Every single person kept a distance from me. And I don't know why that is. I don't know what it is with me that people kept a distance. But anyways, I don't know what it was about high school. I don't know if I didn't have social skills or what, but like, nothing bad happened. But at the same time, no one was close to me. Since it was such a small school, I only had 20 classmates, and I think that was a part of it. I honestly don't think too many people did find good friends, you know, in that tiny school. I'm going to wrap this up. I graduated So I didn't see anybody really after high school except for one person, and no one really talked to me. I didn't go to college because I felt terrified to, and I felt inadequate. I felt like I could never do it, that I would never pass, and I felt really intimidated. I was terrified of college students, and I was terrified of the process, and I was terrified of the money, so I didn't go to college. So obviously I haven't made any college friends. And then it's like, well, how do you make friends then? The only option to make friends is coworkers or going to some kind of class or group or something. During this time, after graduating, I've tried everything. I've gone to church, I've joined meetup, and I've done a couple meetups. And I've like reached out to people to try to go to coffee. And what else have I done? And oh yeah, my work friends. I never made friends at my last job, not really at any job. It's the same thing. I don't know what it is with me.
This is the end of task 2.